Amen. Yes. Amen. Yep. Amen. Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Glad I got something to say. Anybody else tonight? Yes, he does. Right.
I just want to thank him. Thank the bottom of my heart for being the God he is, saving my wretched soul, July 28, 1996. I'll never forget that day. Preacher preaching about some birds, you know, the eagles and the crows and the sparrows. And just got all over me. If he'll take care of them little squirrels and feed them, and he'll take care of me. Glory to me. What a God.
Mm-hmm.
What a God. What a creator.
Amen. Anybody else tonight? This is your time if you want it. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah. just on my shoulder. It's a red blood.
Amen.
Oh, it's taken care of. And I just
amen.
Want to thank you.
Amen.
Saving my
amen.
Yes.
Well, thank you for putting me in this church.
Yes.
Thank you for my pastor. Yes.
Sure. Anybody else tonight? Good to be thankful. Brother Howard, me and you run up and down these roads lost. I can think of times where I could have been taken out of this world so easy as a lost person. I topped this hill right here one night running 110 miles an hour in a 57 Chevrolet with Maypop tires. Crazy. It was a 55 Pontiac sitting right out there dead in the road with no lights on it. And by the time I got to it, all I could do was swerve and there was a car coming. I barely made it back in. Brother Howard, man, you was running down the road one time, hit a wet spot and went spinning around in the road. Hey, so many times God had mercy on me. Anybody else tonight? Every heart satisfied. I got a verse in Leviticus chapter 17 I'm going to read here. I won't go through this whole message I've got, but I want you to think about what God has done for us here. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse number 11, the Bible says this, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it's the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Notice what God has said in this verse. As God has given the commands here and the ordinances of blood sacrifices, and He says right here, speaking that I have given it to you. And this is a picture and a foreshadowing of our Lord Jesus Christ. as God sent His Son into this world to shed His blood on Calvary's cross, to give that opportunity to you and I to be washed from our sins. What great love that God had for mankind that He would do that for lost sinners. Now, He speaks right here in this verse about atonement. That the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. Atonement means to reconcile the guilty by divine sacrifice. And to reconcile means to make peace between two enemies. When I was lost, I wasn't looking for God. God came looking for me. And it was the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was able to reconcile me back to God. It's the blood, He says, that makes an atonement. It's the blood, it's the sacrificial blood that of the innocent dying for the guilty. Can you imagine, can you even fathom the love of God? He looked down upon mankind. There was none good. No, not one. Not a one. Not a one of us deserved the gift of God's own Son. And yet the love of God for lost mankind was so great that He would send His only begotten Son into this world not to be a king here, but to go to a Calvary's cross and die there for the sins of the world. And in this day that we live of liberalism, modernism, compromise, counterfeits, and everything else, let me tell you, it's still the blood. It's still the blood. A lot of folks want to take blood out of the songbooks, Brother Tim. They want to rewrite the Bible to fit their sinful ways and take the blood out of the Bible, take the cross out. But let me tell you, it's still the blood tonight. You bypass the blood, you bypass Calvary, and you'll die and go to hell. The word blood is mentioned 460 times in the Bible. 362 times in the Old Testament. 98 times in the New Testament. In this preceding chapter, number 16, it's mentioned 8 or 9 times. In Leviticus chapter 17 right here, it's mentioned 13 times. I say the blood must be real, real important in the eyes of God. This law of sacrifice shows us that there's a great penalty for sin. There's a price that has to be paid for sin. And we were without hope in the world. We had no way to pay our sin debt. We were conceived in sin and brought into iniquity into this world, and we needed a Savior. Thank God He loved us enough to send His Son into this world to die. All of the blood sacrifices, the animal sacrifices throughout the Old Testament, no doubt there was hundreds of thousands, if not millions of animals that were slain. But all these animal sacrifices could do was provide a covering on the great day of atonement. It would roll them over till the next year. And the high priest would have to go into the holy place, the holy of holies with blood. He'd have to make an atonement for himself and for the sins of the people. Over and over and over again, but all of these sacrifices, the blood must have flowed like a river through the ages, but it all pointed to a hill called Mount Calvary, where one day the Lord Jesus Christ would carry a cross up that hill. He would hang there for the sins of the whole world. He didn't hang there just to cover our sins, but He hung there to take them away. And I thank God tonight that my sins are all gone. My sins in my past, the sins I committed today, and the sins I commit tomorrow is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll not have to stand before God and give an account for my sins, but I'll have to stand before God and see the nail prints in His hand and where they pierced His side and pay the sin debt that I owed and that you owed. Oh, heaven's not going to be a real quiet place, I don't believe. Matter of fact, let me show you something in the book of Revelation right here. Revelation. I didn't have this in my message, but I'm going to read it to you. In Revelation chapter number 5, the rapture is taking place. And there's a great throne in heaven, and here we are. The Bible says in verse 9, they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain, and listen to this, and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, has made us and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice. It's all right to get loud. Amen. I like loud church. Amen. I don't like mealy-mouthed church. I don't like mealy-mouthed Christians. If you've been born again, you ought to say so, and you ought to shout it sometimes. Amen. Listen to me. I come out of a dead church. Amen. It was dead. If somebody said amen, everybody in the house would turkey neck to see what in the world was going on. It was real quiet. But I'm glad I got with some people that wanted to worship. And you know what? It'll make you get loud when the glory gets on you. You want to say something. You want to shout. You want to give Him the glory and give Him the praise that's due to His holy name. But look at this. Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. That pretty well covers it all, don't it? Amen. You know what? In that crowd of folks, I may be way back on the back somewhere, but I won't be back there shouting it out. Amen. Because I ain't in hell. I'm in heaven for all eternity. All eternity. What a blessing it is to know that you're saved. Ain't that wonderful? Wonderful thing to know. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad it's still the blood that washes sinners clean. 1 John 1:7 said if we're in the light like He is, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of His Son cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. Washes sinners clean. In Romans 5:9-11, the Bible says it saves us from wrath, it justifies the sinner, and there's joy. Enjoy in knowing that you've been saved. Listen, we ought to be the happiest people in the world. If we know we've been saved, we ought to be the happiest people in this world. Now listen, you can watch Fox News, CNN, or some of these other news channels for about 5 minutes and you'll be dragging the floor. This world's depressing. This world's in chaos. This world is wicked and it's getting wickeder by the day. But listen, the Bible tells us to set our affections on things above, not on things of the earth. We're not citizens of this world anymore. There's a better country that God has gone to prepare for us. And one of these days, soon, we're getting out of this world. You follow your Bible. You read your Bible. You study your Bible. And you know what you'll do? You'll realize how close we are to the end. I mean, it's close. Even, as Christ said, even at the door. When somebody gets to your door, they about there, ain't they? Amen. And all the things that the Lord shows us in the Bible of His second coming tells me it's mighty, mighty close. And I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad God provided the blood. Do you realize that the Lord provided the first blood in the Bible, and He provided the last blood? In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve sinned, they tried to cover themselves with fig leaves and tried to hide from God, and God confronted them and they confessed. The Bible says that God made coats of skin and covered them. You know what I believe, Adam and Eve? It don't say so, but I'm kind of reading between the lines. I believe that God slew those animals in front of Adam and Eve to show them the ugliness and the price of sin. What it costs. Innocent animals had to die because of their sins. But God covered them. And God provided that covering all throughout the Old Testament to those that believed and trusted in the blood sacrifice. But one day, there was one more sacrifice to be made. And God sent His Son into this world. He was holy. He was harmless. He was undefiled. He was separate from sinners. He was the Lamb without spot and without blemish. And He was able to pay the price of sin for the whole entire world. And you know what? If anybody dies and goes to hell, they'll go over the blood. Because Christ has paid the sin debt. All a person has to do is accept what Christ has done. Isn't that an amazing thing? That so many people would reject the Lord Jesus Christ, His call to mercy, and die and go to a devil's hell. It's sad, isn't it? John looked off the old banks of Jordan one day, and he looked and seen Jesus coming. He said, "Behold," talking to all them folks there. He'd been baptizing them all. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." What a statement. All them eyes fixed on Jesus then as He come down to the water there to be baptized. "No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved," the Bible says. There's a lot of religion in this world today. A lot of it. But there's one way to heaven. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And if sons, then heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it wonderful to be able to lay your head down tonight and know that you know that if the Lord were to come back or if He were to call you out, all is well with my soul. All is well with my soul. I remember laying down a lot of times when I was lost. Boy, it scared me to death. It used to scare me to death to think about the Lord coming and getting His church. It used to scare me to death to think about dying and going to hell. Don't scare me no more. Got peace that passes all understanding. And there's nothing like it. God provided that blood. There's power in the blood. The blood, Peter said, is precious blood. As of a lamb without spot, without blemish. And then there's the preaching of the blood. People need to hear about the blood. People need to hear about the cross. The Christ of the cross. People need to know that without Him, they'll die and go to hell. This old world says that we're old-fashioned. That we're out of date. But this Bible is just as fresh as it was the day that the men of God penned it down by the Holy Ghost. And it'll stand when this old world is burnt to a cinder. I'm glad I know the God of this Bible. And I'm glad I've been washed in the blood. Revelation 1:5 says this, "Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." What a Savior. What a Savior. It's still the blood. I'm skipping all of my points down through. I'm glad God come to me one day and saved me. I'm glad I've been washed. Glad I'm going to heaven one glorious day. Matter of fact, if I die before y'all do and they roll me up here, don't be boo-hooing over me. No. Celebrate. I'm getting out of this old corrupt, sinful world one day. And it's all by Him. All right, I want you to stand with me.